The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today on the God Pod,
my favorite bagel, as a vegetarian or as a non-vegetarian? Because I am vegetarian, but I do cheat.
Oh, okay.
Like, I cheated the other day.
What did you cheat with?
Can I say this, or will I end up with Joseph Smith?
His penance is him having to be on a podcast. It's so funny.
That's not his penance. His penance is being in hell. This is like a special treat.
This is a work release program for
yes,
him?
Yes, yes. During the time that he's on the show, the flames are like licking him just a little bit less.
Can I just say that I know this is selfish. I really don't want Tucker Carlson to die because he's going to end up being my roommate. And I can't handle that.
No, I will make sure, Joseph, that he's not your roommate, okay?
Please, God.
There's a whole other special place in hell.
Yeah, him and Putin. I can't have them down here with me.
Hi, everyone. God here. And you're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, gang?
Hey! Oh, wow.
Jesus is here, and Joseph Smith is here.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Joseph Smith.
It has. I'm so excited to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's been several months. I see you're still in hell.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you know, accurately.
We like having you there.
Accurately. Yeah. We're here today with comedian Bailey Moon. Welcome, Bailey.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Whoa! Hey.
Coming in hot. Wow. I love it.
Coming in hot. That's the first.
I mean, I plan to join you soon, Joseph Smith. So,
I'll grab you a chair when you get down.
Thank you. I mean, considering you said they don't have many chairs in hell, I would be honored.
Well, they're just not great options, you know. But we've got plenty of them, not great chairs.
I mean, that's fair, but like, I mean, I don't really judge a man based on his chair.
So. they're creaky chairs down in hell, is that right, Joseph? Not very comfortable.
They're mostly wood, but it's dilapidated wood, and, you know, you can't screw anything in all the way. It's fun.
What are the chairs like in heaven?
We both are sitting on those, like, workout balls.
Yes.
To keep our backs.
I would
shape.
Love one of those. We need to talk to Satan about getting me one of those.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
They engage the core. I feel like I'm burning calories whenever I'm sitting on one of these.
It's mostly because our backs are really messed up. Jesus's back is like still super screwed up, right, Jesus?
Yeah, from carrying that cross. I mean, that thing was darn heavy.
I think it was like 700 pounds.
Yeah. Remember, I threw out my back like 2 years ago around this time, God, and we had to cancel an episode because I was in so much pain. That was from the cross all these years later.
We appreciate that, Jesus. We appreciate you for that.
Aw, thank
you. Still sacrificing for us.
Well, you're God. Can't you just like fix that? Can't you just like fix your son? Can't you like fix anything?
He likes when I'm in pain.
Hold on. We're getting sidetracked. It's time for our top story of the day. Jesus, roll this clip because this scumbag Trump had a rally this weekend, and a supporter of his there claimed that he killed bin Laden.
While President Trump was in office, we didn't have a war, and I think he made three peace treaties. Caught Osama bin Laden and Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, and this president is weak.
Osama bin Laden was killed during the first Obama administration. For the record, this person was like, they're literally rewriting history now. Can't just change history whenever you feel like it, because she's like, you know, Trump really wants that one in his column. You know, that one really looks good on the resume.
But how could anyone possibly believe that Trump was responsible for it?
Because they believe whatever the fuck they say.
I don't know. This feels like the correct story. I'm looking at it now.
No, it's not Joseph Smith.
I don't know.
Joseph Smith, you are just their like intended demo.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Jesus. They say it one time and then they just keep repeating it. Right? Like, if they want to, they could double down on this and you wait a couple months, like 50% of Americans would believe that Trump killed bin Laden. You can't argue that. That's science.
Yeah. Based on the headline that I read on Breitbart and Fox News, this definitely seems real.
You need to start reading god.daily.com. That's where you should get all of your news.
See, that's why you're in hell, Joseph.
I don't think we have access to that down here.
That was bad.
I don't know. It's my dad's favorite one. So maybe you should talk to him about it and he can hook you up with that.
We got one more top story I want to talk about today, Jesus, because this just made me laugh.
Yes. And we do have audio of this. Republicans think Space Force is going to overturn the election. Let's listen.
The election, I believe, was stolen. But we know that Space Force has it all. Trump has all the information. It's going to be overturned.
What do you think Space Force has?
Space Force is a military branch of the, you know, just like the Army, the, you know, all the military. And they literally, walk up here. Okay. They literally, the night of the election,
literally
watched the election be stolen. They know, they watermarked the ballots. They know exactly what happened with every ballot. They know what fake ballots.
I don't know. She seems credible to me.
Does she think Space Force is like literally up in space watching all this? Because she was talking.
Listen,
like,
she said literally, and they know many times. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay. If you use literally, it must be true.
It must be true. Just act confident.
That was my assumption.
When you're, yeah. I mean, Space Force, the powers of Space Force are like infinite, right?
They're all knowing, they're all seeing, just like us.
It's not even like a thing. Like, I think the TV show is more successful than the actual Space Force.
There's a TV show?
Yeah, with Steve Carell on Netflix.
Oh.
And the TV show is not that successful, but it did get brought back for season two.
Oh. It did. That show was inspired by this real Space Force that Trump put together. Fun fact. That is true.
Space Force. Do you think they could come up with a better name than Space Force?
I really love that name. Seriously.
Oh, of course.
That is a wonderful name.
You're so Joseph Smithy. All right, let's go on. Let's interview Bailey Moon, who's joined us today. Welcome to the God Pod, Bailey.
Well, thank you for having me, God.
It's an honor to have you join us here. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. That's high praise.
And you told us this was the first podcast you've ever been on, right?
Yeah.
What a way to start off your career appearing on podcasts.
Right. Like, we're like a top 150 comedy podcast, did you know? Fiercely proud of that.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of pressure.
Because that doesn't sound too good, but there's like
thousands. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Thousands and thousands.
It's all downhill from here, Bailey. All downhill.
All right. Yeah. Well, I hope I don't fuck it up.
One of the reasons you're here, I guess, is that I think you're funny on Twitter.
Thank you.
And then you follow me back. And so therefore I can message you and ask you to be on the show.
Honestly, I'm honored that someone as highly praised as God followed me. So The honor's all mine.
Well, the jokes are funny. How long have you been making jokes on Twitter?
See, I actually have never been called a comedian before, so that is another first.
I mean, I know a comedian when I see one. These are jokes, okay?
I don't know. I've had Twitter since, like, 2012. Uh-huh. And that's, like, when I was, like, in high school, just, like, sad tweeting, like, Smith's lyrics, like, oh, please, please, please let me get what I want this time. But then, like, you know, I was, like, 14 and hormonal and sad. But
And now you're, like, 22.
I'm actually 25.
25. Still hormonal and sad?
A little bit, yeah.
Right, that doesn't change.
Yeah, no, I think it's just like a lifelong thing.
So you've grown up on Twitter.
I would say so, yeah. Yeah.
That explains a lot. Because you seem really in touch with like the good memes.
No, honestly, I don't even know how I started out on Twitter. It's like I just tweeted mm-hmm. something and it went viral mm-hmm. one time, and then it kind of just kept going and going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you go viral once, you know, for something funny, and people are like, what does this person has to say?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, that's kind of just what happened. And it's all within the past less than a year.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Nice.
In June, I had like probably like maybe 5,000 followers max.
Wow.
But I really don't know.
Now you have over 35,000.
Yeah.
And I see in your description, in your bio, you call yourself a bagel enthusiast, which I have to bring up because we do discuss bagels on the show from time to time. What is your favorite bagel?
My favorite bagel. Okay. As a vegetarian or as a non-vegetarian? Because I am vegetarian, but I do cheat.
Oh, okay. A part-time vegetarian. I feel that.
No, full-time. Just like I cheated the other day.
With what? What did you cheat with?
I cheated.
Can I say this or will I end up with Joseph Smith? Like,
no, it's fine. You don't go to hell for that.
Okay. Thank you. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whatever the Catholic thing is that they do. My favorite is a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Like the breakfast sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Those just fucking slap.
On a bagel. Those fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, God.
Do you only cheat with bagels? Is that the general rule?
Okay, no.
Bagels that fuck.
Yeah, I cheat with bagels that fuck. And also Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Oh, like Jesus loves him some Chick-fil-A.
I do.
Jesus, though, yeah.
I don't talk about it on the show, otherwise I get canceled. Because, you know, Chick-fil-A is...
Don't use that word, Jesus. Listen, the question, though, is what kind of bagel? Plain? Poppy?
Yeah.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything.
Ugh, you're making everything, me hungry.
Everywhere, all at once.
Everything. Just everything on that bagel. I love it. I love it.
Good call. Good call. Moses would like that answer.
Yeah. Does Moses like a good everything bagel?
Moses is very passionate about his bagels. And yeah, he likes a good everything bagel with maybe a little lox and a schmear.
Yeah.
And we miss you, Moses. Come back soon. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's read some of these famous tweets that I have seen, many other people have seen, have been caught up in this wave. And this is just how it begins, Bailey. Like, you can keep, you know, growing your next thing you know, you'll be at 100,000. And then it'll probably slow down. But I don't know. It all depends on what you do. Maybe you start making videos.
No. Yeah, no.
Who wants to be that famous?
No, definitely not interested in that.
So this is what your pinned tweet currently, and it's got 105,000 likes. And Bailey says, no way, this is how I found out Bob Saget died. And this is the true story. Your mom texted you to say, FYI, P-Slit is dead.
Yeah, she did.
What's the story behind that?
What does that mean?
Okay, so it was this ongoing joke, because I remember in high school, so growing up, like, I used to watch, like, Full House and everything like that. Like, I liked the show. And,
No other explanation other than you.
No. No. Well, I remember like in high school, because I used to follow Bob Saget on Twitter, and I remember he had this one tweet that just said, my rap name is Peacelet. And I just thought it was like the funniest thing.
2012. That goes with what you said.
Yeah. 2012. Why was it so funny.
Did he ever explain that? Or was that just a tweet and no explanation?
I don't know. I never looked into it.
Joke.
You know how sometimes there's those memes online where it's like, take your first letter. If it's B, then it's P. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's one of those match
maybe.
The words.
I didn't even
is that what it is, that. Jesus?
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
You know more than me, Jesus.
Are you just pulling that out of your P-slit, Jesus? It's a callback. So that was when you realized, you're like, this is my sense of humor.
I guess, well, I just thought the term peacelet was funny. And yeah. So I like told my mom that, and like, I was just like, haha, look at what Bob Saget tweeted. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, like, she just always called him peacelet. So I was sitting on the couch.
So your mom's funny too.
She's actually very funny. Her Twitter, right. she has a Twitter to keep tabs on me, but her display name is 2% MILF, like 2% milk.
Nice.
So,
that's clever.
Yeah, she's a character, but I was like sitting on the couch with my boyfriend and we were just like watching something, and I get this text from my mom. It just said, FYI, Peacelet is dead. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I think I was just like, whatever. And 5 minutes later, I like went on Twitter and it said, RIP Bob Saget. I was like, what the fuck?
And then you remembered.
I was like, shit, that's right. He,
you know what?
That
I feel like he would love this.
Definitely. I hope he would. I hope Bob Saget would.
This is his style of humor too. So that's great. You have a funny mom and a great relationship with her peacelet. So would you say that was like your biggest tweet? One of your biggest?
No, I had one last month about playing Wordle with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that got over 400,000. Wow. I don't know what it capped out.
Bailey, we don't have Wordle in hell. What's Wordle?
It's that stupid game where you have like five or six guesses or like five or six turns to guess the word of the day, and you type in a word, and I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I'm not
doing
justice.
A little
mind exercise. It's fun.
It's just like something to do while you take a shit in the morning. Like, it's really there's nothing
while you're working out your sphincter, you're working out your mind.
Yeah.
So what went viral with that?
Yeah. So he's much better than me at this, and I hate to admit it, but I didn't get the word or whatever. Mm. And so we text each other our scores every day because they give you an option where you could share. And I texted him my score. And so if you don't get it, you get like X out of six. And so I just sent it to him and he was just like, oh, well, what does the X out of six mean? And I was just like, oh, it means I didn't get it. And he was like, he was just like, I know what it means. He's like, I just want to hear you admit it. And so I was just like, fuck you. Like, right. And so I said something like, I'm never like, it honestly wasn't that funny. So I don't know why it went viral.
The dumbest things go viral, right?
It really is. It's like, sometimes I will have like what I think is a really clever tweet. Yes. And then it's just like, and it'll get like 20 likes and like, I'll get like 50.
That's way too smart for the room. Exactly.
I have a tweet here from you that it mentions God that I think is really good. Can I read this one? God, is that okay? I think you should let me. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
It's from 5 days ago. And Bailey said, I would fuck George Costanza before I'd fuck Timothy Chalamet. I don't know if I said that right.
Oh yeah,
Chalamet.
But and then she says, and that's on God.
Yeah. What did you mean by that?
It means I would fuck George Costanza before I'd fuck Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I mean, of course, who wouldn't? Why is that? What does it mean when you say that's on God?
I mean, like that's in the Bible.
That's
like,
my fault. Is it my fault?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the Bible. Like, it's just a fact. George Costanza is more fuckable than Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of this, like, George Costanza is sexy memes.
Are people saying that? Yeah. Like, are people? Oh, well, then.
Maybe it's coming from you. You know?
I don't think that's. Like I think he's just like. I definitely don't have that kind of influence. So I think he's just like.
He's ever present.
Sexy.
He's ever. Yeah. No.
Maybe bald guys are in right now.
I think it is. I mean, he dresses very well. I think he's like,
he's so
honestly
relatable.
Yeah, it's like, who isn't just like kind of a loser and depressed? Like,
he's kind of cute.
I think he's cute. Yeah.
God would definitely smash. Please follow God back, Jason. Please follow back. All right. So this is actually how you got invited on the show.
Oh.
I think it was last week, Bailey tweeted, imagining Owen Wilson saying, oh, wow, your pussy is incredible during sex.
That's a pretty good impression.
That's really good. That's really good.
So, oh, thanks. So I liked that because that's hilarious. That's exactly how I heard it in my brain when I saw it. So I laughed. And then Bailey says, well, that's not Christ-like, and then tags me and puts me on blast in front of the whole world. So liking that. I'm like, what? What do you want? This is funny. But that's my sense of humor. I like stuff that goes there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. I had an unfortunate sex dream about Owen Wilson. I don't even know how he popped in.
Who hasn't? Have you seen that new show, Loki?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's in it. He's so good.
Really? Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. But I woke up, like, I don't remember details about the dream, but I just woke up thinking, like, and I can't do as good of an impression as God, but I was like, man, Ponzi's incredible or something. And I was like, I can't imagine a more, like, turn off during sex.
That Ponzi's incredible. It's totally, like, you can hear it. And what's funny is that this is hilarious. It did well. I'm not the only one who thought it was funny. But a lot of the comments were people jumping in like, oh, yes. Like, because they're hot for Owen Wilson.
I saw that. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's weird. That's not where I was going with it.
No.
But I was like, I forgot. I think it was just like going grocery shopping. And I get a text that says, like, or like not a text, but a notification that just says, God liked. Imagine Owen Wilson saying, oh wow, that pussy is incredible. And I just thought it was just like, it's like, yeah, God loves this one.
That's gonna make me like more things like this, just to the thought of people getting those notifications.
It's so funny whenever you like, it's just like whenever you like my tweets, and they're always just like the worst ones. It's just like, God likes this.
Like, because maybe you know what, that's going to heaven. I see the ones that go the most viral, so you know. But your worst ones are the ones that do the best, clearly. Although this one, I think, could have done better. You asked the question last week, do you think Jesus jerked off?
Mm.
See, that's going too hard.
Like, is it?
Maybe yes. It's not going hard enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not going hard enough. I don't know. Try it again. You know, people work on jokes for a long
again.
Time.
A
long
time. Tweet,
try it again. Go harder next time.
And the answer,
I guarantee you it won't do any better.
And the answer to your question is yes, I did and do jerk
okay,
off.
Jesus, we don't need to, you know.
There's a lot of pressure on my shoulders. I need to relieve some stress.
Oh, yeah. You
I mean, you have to carry
yourself.
The cross for that long. You got to relieve yourself somehow.
Exactly.
I mean, it might be hard with, like, the nails, but, like, you know, I'm sure you'll find a way.
He's carrying a big cross his whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I was wondering
it's
about
a slinging
that.
Cross.
Between his legs.
Jerking off with the holes in your hands. How does that work out?
Let's
just
say
like
I've
hole.
Experimented.
Oh, no.
I've experimented.
You use the holes. Huh. Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just it's easier probably.
Okay, so maybe this is, you know, what people want. maybe that tweet will do better. So this is I like that you talk about Seinfeld too, because let's be real. Seinfeld is still on every day. People are watching it all the time. It's on Netflix now. It's
yeah.
George Costanza is hot again. Like, it's more present than it's ever been. New generations are discovering it. How long have you been watching Seinfeld?
Oh, man, since I was, like, a kid. I remember the first episode I watched was, I was probably, like, 7 and in a hotel room with my parents. Because my parents, like, that's, like, they love Seinfeld. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So I essentially grew up on it. And, it was the episode where they pretend to be Nazis so they can get into
yeah, it's an
early
one.
Get into the Knicks game. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Season 3. But that was the first episode I saw, and I was like,
that's
7.
Messed up.
And I was just like, I was like, this show is like, this is very funny. So
yeah.
Ever since then, like, I've just always watched it.
It's always good. It's always good comfort TV. You know,
yeah.
why watch something new? That's like work. And then what if it doesn't work out?
Exactly. You know, it's like, yeah. I don't want to get invested into a new show and then just, you know,
it's hard. It's hard to love again.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like, I will search for hours trying to find something, and then it's just like, whatever, Seinfeld.
So yeah, this one from January, 12,000 likes. This is your take on what Seinfeld 2022 would be like. Bailey says, Jerry would invest in crypto but gain nothing. Of course, even Steven.
George exactly, that's what I was thinking of.
George would invest and lose everything. Kramer would become a billionaire. Dead on. Elaine would call them all stupid until she starts dating a crypto guy. Yeah.
That's 100%. I still stand by that. Like, accurate. I'm not stupid. No, I agree. But, like, I know, like, that's probably how it would go.
That is 100% accurate. That's exactly how it would be. Oh, look, Mary Mags has joined the chat.
Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary Mags.
Hey, Mary.
Joseph, excellent to meet you. How is it going?
Yeah, we're finally meeting. It's a little hot, but I'm doing okay.
Hopefully. We could turn it up for you. I can put in a request.
Yeah, no, please.
You might need a good schwitz. We don't know, you know, so it's healthy. It's good.
I love, just for the listener, in case you don't understand, listener, we're looking at pictures of each other, and Joseph, in his background, it's just the flames of hell.
It's a real photo that was taken. It's on my Tinder account.
Your Cinder account. It makes me happy.
Cinder,
to see it,
good one.
To see you, you know, burning in hell. Okay, let's get back to the discussion. Bailey, you post a lot about Jeremy Strong, who plays Kendall Roy on Succession. Now we're huge fans of Succession here.
Yes, we are
on the God Pod. And
they have that in heaven.
Yeah. Oh well, we have HBO. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, that makes sense. You probably have all the networks. You have like Showtime.
Personally, I pirate everything, but
okay. I mean, that's also respectable.
We only have repeat episodes of Big Bang Theory down here, so I've never heard of the show.
Oh.
What about Young Sheldon?
Actually, I've put it in. Yeah, it's Young Sheldon now. Thank you, Bailey.
Extra laugh track added. So, what is up with your obsession with Kendall Roy? I mean, with Jeremy Strong. Excuse me, his real name.
Both. I am Team Kendall, but honestly, I really don't know.
Is this a real thing or is this a bit?
Okay, everyone asks me that. It's a real thing. I genuinely think.
Mike, first of all, if it was a bit, would you tell me?
Yes, I would.
Here's the thing. You shouldn't. Just keep
no,
it going.
No, no, no. No, no, no. I genuinely think he is the sexiest man alive.
Wow.
It's not even funny.
You ever had a moment where your own sexual attraction both shocks you and others?
I was not expecting that reaction.
This is one of those times. Here's the thing, Bailey is not alone.
Yeah.
That is comforting or scary.
Yeah, you know, I'm confused because, you know, going through your Twitter, I see that you love George Costanza and you love Jesse Plemons, which seems like a very specific type of man.
Mm-hmm.
This fella is
divorced dad energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Probably George Costanza would wear Crocs today for sure.
And that's okay.
No, he wouldn't. I don't think George Costanza would not wear Crocs. He'd still be wearing the same New Balance as he wore.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
New Balances are where it's at.
No, like I have like 5 pairs of New Balances. I love them.
Is that because of George Costanza?
It's because of
George Costanza.
He inspired you to wear New Balances.
No, I had an ex of mine who always wore New Balances and he would always get me a bunch of pairs. I don't know why, but
this is such an odd thing to get. This is like that episode of Seinfeld where George gets on a date with Marissa Tomei, and she's like, "Where have you been? Where are they hiding all these funny bald guys?" Right? That's you.
I'm the funny bald guy?
No, you're Marissa Tomei in this situation. Like, you're into it.
I am. I'm sorry. I think George Costanza is attractive. Yeah, but Jeremy Strong.
So Jeremy Strong, does he know about this obsession?
His wife has blocked me on Instagram.
That's real? So that's real?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why?
I was, just for the record, the reason I'm laughing is I was not expecting it to be real.
No. It is real. Well, it wasn't a full block. It was a soft block.
What's a soft block?
What does that mean?
Oh, it's okay. So she had followed me at one point. Like, I requested her. Oh, my. I sound fucking insane.
You requested
her. I had found her Instagram through his mom's account.
Okay, Bailey. Yeah, you did go too far.
So here's the thing.
I went way
too far. If anybody asks, it's a bit. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's totally a bit. But I was like, I think I was like a little drunk one night with some friends, and I was just like, haha, I'm going to request his wife or whatever. Right. And she followed me back. And I was like, oh, interesting. Cool. Whatever.
Sweet.
She didn't post a lot. And the other day I was bored and I was like, oh, I haven't seen much of her. And I went to her page, and when you soft block someone, you block them, then unblock them. So you unfollow them and they unfollow you.
Oh,
and I was just like, oh, right. Okay. And like a couple days before, I had posted a selfie of me on Instagram saying like, so it's like, my boyfriend Jeremy Strong took this picture of me or something. So I guess she like saw it or something.
I mean, just like, can't blame her.
Bailey, this is the type of behavior that got me into having over 30 wives and landed me in this place. So you really, really need to slow down.
No. Because I totally get her. If I was her and I saw someone posting shit like that about my husband, I would
prepare a social relationship with her husband, and that's, you know, you're lucky she didn't like full on block you. So
yeah, no.
You saw Jeremy Strong in the park the other day. Is that true?
No.
Oh boy.
Oh, because I saw you posting this, like a picture of him from behind.
No,
you said, that's just a guy that looked like him from behind.
No, what it was well, actually, who knows? It might have been him. I was going through old pictures because I was in New York this past week and visiting some friends, and I was going through old pictures of something I took in Central Park and like a couple of weeks ago, and I saw this guy walking like in the picture, and I was like, huh, that looks like Jeremy Strong. And I initially posted it on April Fool's Day, but then I was like, no, people are gonna like do it, so I deleted it and reposted
it.
It
was an April Fool's joke. Okay.
No, because I posted it on the second, because like, also, I'm still like 50% convinced it might have been him.
Yeah, I mean, the way this mystery man is carrying himself in the photo looks like
it looks exactly like him.
Yeah,
like it looks exactly like him, because I was just trying to get a picture of the back, like just like Central Park, to like send my family, just be like, hey, in New York.
That's
or whatever.
Wild. And you may have accidentally spotted and taken a picture of him.
And the,
I mean, what are the chances?
And the guy that you're obsessed with just happened to be there.
You're right.
That doesn't look at all like you were stalking him.
So he really is just the character he plays in Succession, isn't he?
I don't know. I know someone who knows him, actually. Uh-huh. And he's apparently very, very similar.
Yeah, I read an interview with him, and it was like, this is literally just Kendall Roy.
Yeah, he's just like a sad boy.
He's sad. He's, you know, driven. He's dramatic. He's out there. He makes random references to, like, you know, show how cool he is. He makes his riff references, or like, he quotes the randomest shit. So he's very much like the character, yes.
Yeah, no, and that's what he told me. He was just, or the guy I know who knows him, he was just like, he's extremely intense.
I love that everybody else in the show is like method acting. Well, I know Brian Cox is very much like his character too. Huh.
Yeah.
That's why it's such a good show. They're not acting. That is who they really are.
Yeah, he seems nice.
Fuck off.
I still can't believe he does the McDonald's commercials now.
Yeah.
Who does McDonald's commercials?
Logan Roy.
Really?
Wait, what?
In America?
Yeah. He talks in like this sexy voice where he's just like, oh, you want the crispy chicken sandwich? But
oh, really?
I'm loving it.
That is bananas.
I thought it would be like, ba 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 ba, I'm loving it. And then he's like, fuck off. That's what I could get into.
Like, our food is all natural. It decays now. Like, is that.
Well, thanks. Mary is, we've talked about it a lot, and so I've been working on it. She had
fuck
me
off.
Say it. Yeah, she asked me to say it. So I learned that.
Can you do it one more time?
Ah, fuck off. Fuck off. Hi, humans. You know my problem with edibles? Sometimes you get so high, it can be really difficult to control the dose. There's nothing worse than being baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it. And you know, once you eat it, there's no going back. Sometimes that happens to me. I do too much. That's not a good feeling. You just sit there, stoned out of your mind. That's why, when I need the perfect medium high, I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for their delicious Delta-8 THC gummies. So what exactly is Delta-8? Well, Delta-8 is simply a slightly less potent THC. The THC that you're probably most familiar with is Delta-9. And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta-8 from hemp. Some may call this a loophole. I call it the secret recipe to getting a smooth, stable, and most importantly, legal high. Now, you're probably asking yourself, does Diet Smoke really get you high? Of course! The high you get with Diet Smoke is best described as somewhere between the chillness of CBD and that classic stoned feeling you get with regular weed. Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right. Plus, Diet Smoke comes in two delicious flavors, blue raspberry and watermelon. I like watermelon, but I say you should try them both. Each gummy is infused with 10 milligrams of Delta-8 THC derived from American-grown hemp. Also, Diet Smoke's Delta-8 gummies are low in sugar, fat-free, and delicious. Oh, and did I mention they're legal? So, when CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke. Use promo code GODPOD for 20% off your order. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code GODPOD for 20% off your order. That's DietSmoke.com. Promo code GODPOD for 20% off. Diet Smoke's Delta-8 THC gummies are not for use or sale to people under the age of 21. Please use responsibly.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. Subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon. Give us a review or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. When you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. Don't like ads in your God Pod? On Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. There is so much fun waiting for you. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans!
So, Bailey, have you tried stand-up comedy yet?
No. I was invited to do stand-up comedy in Toronto one time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea what I would say because I just am genuinely, like, I don't think I would be good at it. Like, right. I don't even know what I would say.
Yeah, you're just more like Twitter's my thing. And you sort of fell into it. You don't even realize that you're good at it.
If I'm good at it. Okay. Like, well, that's reassuring because, I mean, mm-hmm. When I try to be funny, I remember in fifth grade, I gave this book report and I tried so hard to be funny and mm-hmm. I was not getting big laughs. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I was like, oh my God, I'm absolutely never doing this again. Because I made a Your Mama.
They didn't laugh at my book report.
No. I made a Yo Mama underwear joke in the middle of it.
Oh, Bailey, like, no.
I was like, well, I don't know how old you are in fifth grade.
They're just not expecting it in that environment. So
yeah, but like it was, yeah, just.
Do you want to do anything more in comedy in the future, like write for TV or anything like that? Or you just, I'm just out here having fun on Twitter.
I mean, honestly, I never thought about it because I've never tried it. I don't mm-hmm. think I would be good at any of that. So I mean, I just like shit posting on Twitter and posting about like Cum and Jeremy Strong and like hoping for the best.
All right, well, I got you here because I thought it was a bit. I think it's hilarious.
No, it's not. You thought it was a bit.
Authorities ask you, it's a bit.
Yeah, so when I get arrested, when his wife calls.
Nah, they probably think it's innocent, but we all know it's not.
I think it's adorable, by the way.
No. Honestly, if I ever saw him in public, which 50% chance I might have, I wouldn't say anything because like he seems like a guy who respects his space.
You would be like a deer in the headlights. But if he let you, you would ruin his life.
Oh, absolutely. I would.
So what is your Twitter handle so that our listeners can follow you?
At BaileyMoon15.
Yeah, check it out, listeners. Give her a follow. She's really funny. She's up on all the latest memes. And if you like watching Jeremy Strong be stalked, also funny.
And tell her your favorite bagel, and you can discuss bagels with Bailey.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love, honestly, maybe I'll start my own podcast called Bagels with Bailey. And we can just talk about
beautiful. That's catchy.
There you go. Yeah. Start a podcast.
I had an Instagram account dedicated to me rating bagels, but I got locked out of that, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh. I would have followed that if you were still updating it.
Moses would be all about that podcast.
Wait, you got locked out? Like Instagram banned you?
I got locked out. Am I right?
And you say you can't do
save
stand
it for
up.
The pod.
No, yeah. I deleted Instagram for a while and then I got it back and then I lost the login. So,
What about TikTok? Okay. Have you been on the TikTok yet?
I have a TikTok account. I posted one TikTok. I think I don't look at it. Mm-hmm. It's not really my thing. I don't really get it. Mm-hmm. But I just don't like the automated voice. Like
I hate that so much.
That's the only thing that's like keeping me from actually watching it.
How does anybody listen to that and not go insane?
Because I, at first, like the first time I watched a TikTok and I heard that voice, I was like,
what the fuck is happening?
Fuck. I thought that was somebody like doing like a Darth Vader, like sort
nails
of
on the chalkboard for the Lord my God.
It is strange how that took off in popularity, that voice.
Kids these days, am I right?
I might have to issue a commandment against that automated voice.
I think you should.
Well, thanks, Bailey. Hang out. We're going to talk about some other stuff.
All right. Thank you for having me. And it was great being here. I hope.
Well, you're still here. You're still participating.
Yeah. Feel free to jump in at any time.
But we're just going to make it less about you and your obsessions and more about me and mine.
Well, that's the only reason why I'm here. Everything's about me.
All right. So who wants to read this review?
This is from L. Keith Hardin. Title, The God Pod is Heavenly. 5 stars. My fave new podcast, which makes me laugh out loud, and I've snorted out my coffee and almost choked to death while listening.
Yes.
Keep on keeping on, my brothers and sisters.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Wow. That was. But we are glad to hear you didn't die, because we need you as a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Only because we need you as a listener, not because we care about your general well-being.
We care about... No, we care about you, L. Keith.
Mary,
yes.
Always...
Yes, but that's
and
like,
your
that's
always
like
the voice
the
of reason.
The second thing we care about. Did you share the podcast before you died?
I mean, you didn't die.
Did you haunt people and your final last words were... Listen to the God Pod.
Yeah, if he had said, like, I snorted out my coffee and I choked to death.
That could have been another person in the hospital playing the show.
From the grave.
Yeah.
That would be a good review, by the way.
Yeah. I'm writing this via Ouija board, actually. Yeah.
I'm glad that we got that kind of reaction. Thanks for the review, Keith. If you want us to read your review, write one and we'll read it, no matter what you want to say.
No, but seriously, please, please send it out to your friends. It's the best way for folks to discover the podcast. And if your friends trust you, they might trust us.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Your parents and your grandmother are going to love it.
Sure.
Everyone in your church group is going to think this is the bee's knees.
Put this on at the vacation Bible school.
I'm so glad that Mary made it on today. I love your voice, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much, Joseph. You two are very calming for the horrible person you are.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. It is very soothing.
Yes.
Mary. That means a lot.
Yes.
I will tell Satan to throw like a little water on the hot coals.
Oh gosh, you are so sweet. That means a lot.
Yeah. It'll clear out your pores.
And we should ask him to add a new sitcom to what's airing on television endlessly there.
Big Bang Theory is just unwatchable. It's all we got.
Pretty good. Let's see. What else are we gonna have? It'll just be reruns of just Everybody Loves Raymond, but just Raymond's mom.
I like that one.
Well, Joseph, I heard you're gonna be on a new TV show.
Oh my gosh,
maybe they'll be showing this.
Yeah,
down in hell.
I'm hoping
it's called Under the Banner of Heaven.
Yep. Spider-Man's in it.
Yeah. Oh, have you heard about this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man and one of the Spider-Men, Andrew Garfield, is in it. Lots of famous celebrities' children are also in it.
Yeah. I don't know much about it. Someone mentioned it to me. So I'm really excited that I'm going to be in it, but I don't really know what it's about.
Yeah. Well, and then there's this guy playing you who's like pretty hot. I gotta say, that's way too hot.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
What's that, Jesus?
I said he's so hot. Thank you for saying that.
Is this like Mormon Riverdale?
What the?
This is Mormon Riverdale.
So it's just gonna be an episode of soaking.
Joseph, were you hot in life?
Well, I was known to be a good-looking man, but I am very self-conscious about the size of my nose. Well, I would say at least my wives, which I had
white cultish beauty standards. Goddamn it!
A lot of wives. Mm-hmm. They thought I was very attractive.
So apparently, this show is based on a book, which investigated and juxtaposed two histories, the origin and evolution of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, no.
And a modern double murder committed in the name of God
by
the Lafferty brothers.
This does not sound like the type of show that's going to be good for me.
Basically, this is all about how crazy the people in your cult were.
That's not great.
Yeah, the show proves why you're in hell, Joseph.
So it sounds like a bunch of fake news. The liberal media trying to spin things to make us look bad. Ugh.
I hope everyone watches it.
Definitely don't watch it.
I will mostly turn on if there is not one soaking in the whole episode. I don't want it. Okay.
Yeah. This is Mormon Euphoria.
Yes, I want Mormon Riverdale. They're going to be getting high, like Tate drinking coffee, you know, it's going to be like, oh my God, caffeine pills, Jesse Spano. It's going to be like, oh my God, I saw her sexy special underwear, the white ones that they wear.
Oh, they can't show those, can they?
Yeah.
Oh man.
And then it's going to be like, oh, I saw ankle, man. I don't know how to deal with it, bro. I saw ankle. And then after that, the big season finale is when the two love interests get together and then they soak.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful. That was it. I think that's the show that everyone really needs.
Thank you. I'm here. Please. You can get me to write that show. Any of your shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's take a question from one of our patrons.
Okay. This is from Judy Joe. At God, please ask the uterus owning people. I must know. Tampon disposal, toilet or trash can?
Never toilet. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not good for the system, right?
Never toilet. Wrap it up in toilet paper, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I learned that too late. My boyfriend was the one who told me that you weren't supposed to flush tampons. Because
he's a good boyfriend.
Yeah, no, he's a great boyfriend. But he told me that because I was staying at his place and I happened to flush a tampon and I made a comment about it. And he was just like, I noticed there weren't like any tampons in the trash can. Like, what are you doing with them? I was like, oh, I'm flushing them. And he's like, what the fuck? You can't do that.
Wait,
and so that's how I learned.
What's the reason? Sorry, I don't understand these things. What's the reason you don't flush? It gets clogged in the toilet.
It gets clogged. It's bad for the drains plumbing and it can, like,
system.
Remember,
yeah.
It's super absorbent cotton. It does not break down.
Oh.
If you really want to know why, please Google the word fatberg. Also, please don't flush wet wipes, even though they say flushable. Do not flush them. They have lycra pieces in them, and please Google the word Fatberg. The reason I'm so passionate about this Fatberg. Is that during that first couple, yes, do it at your own discretion, by the way. During those first couple of weeks of lockdown, we had an issue up in heaven where everyone was home and everyone was flushing these things, and it almost broke down the entire sewer system.
That's true.
And of New York City, by the way.
The streets of heaven are paved with shit.
Almost.
Same thing for condoms, too, by the way. You're not really supposed
to flush condoms.
No one's flushing condoms.
There's your answer, Judy Joe. Trash can. What hope does the planet have? You know, they could just Google these questions, but no. All right.
Fatberg. At your own discretion. Thank you.
Let's discuss this week in fear and hatred. Sorry, folks. It's time to confront some of the things that are horrible in the world. It's time for the goddamn news.
Republicans call for boycotting Disney for opposing the homophobic law, otherwise known as the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Right.
This tweet is amazing. It's from Lou Garza 86.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Are right-wingers really vowing to boycott Disney parks? If that's true, Disneyland truly will be the happiest place on earth.
Amen.
God, you told us when you visited Disney World a few months ago, you saw
nothing but
Blue
Trump
Lives
hats
Matter
and yeah. Police Lives Matter stuff and Punisher symbology, all QAnon stuff, as far as the eye could see, which was very much in contrast with the employees of Disney World,
diverse
Disneyland,
group of people.
And Euro Disney, which are
a diverse group of people.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. So this is happening. There really are going crazy, bringing back all of their bigotry against gay people. This guy, Nick Adams, said Disney should be stripped of their self-governing status in Florida and lose all copyrights protected by Congress. Boycott them 100% and cancel your Disney Plus account and credit cards.
Whatever.
And then 1 minute later, he tweets, cancel culture has no place in American society. Like, you literally just said to cancel Disney.
Yeah. And all these people are hypocrites. They're going to continue watching all the Disney stuff. Whatever.
Disney employs 77,000 Floridians. The Republican governor there won his last race by only 32,000 votes. So maybe they're not picking a very good fight here. It's probably also worth noting that the Daily Wire, which is pushing a lot of this stuff, is owned by fracking billionaire Ferris Wilkes, who's called homosexuality a perversion tantamount to bestiality, pedophilia, and incest. So maybe that's something relevant about it. You know, Daily Wire, they're the ones that bankroll Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, and now they're investing $100 million in kids' content to battle woke Disney. This is all being done for money.
They tried that already. It was called VeggieTales, Bible Man.
VeggieTales sucks.
I used to be afraid of VeggieTales.
Really, scary. Bailey? Please say more.
Oh, no. When I was younger and I would go to like friends' houses and they would play VeggieTales, I used to cry and my parents would have to take me out of the room or... I mean, they're like anthropomorphic vegetables. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that? They're absolutely terrifying, and like I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, VeggieTales is the only animated series that's allowed in Mormon homes.
Really? I think it's funny that Bailey, as I know her, being this like in-your-face graphic body comedian on Twitter, VeggieTales made her cry.
They did. That little carrot with pigtails was the scariest fucking thing I've ever seen.
It's her kryptonite.
I get it. It makes me cry too. It makes... It makes baby Jesus and the grown one cry.
That's fair. That's fair.
Baby Jesus and the grown one too.
So what's this thing?
Exactly.
The Daily Wire. Did you guys already talk about the razor thing? They did the razor thing too.
What's that?
So they had this commercial that's basically fighting against woke culture, and so they're now doing razors because Gillette and what is it? Harry's, or is Harry's a thing?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
So they were saying that they're too woke and they're too liberal. So they started their own Yeah, their own razor, and it had like a, it was like a million.
That's what this million has all been about.
$1 million commercial that was trying to be like Dollar Shave Club, and yeah,
and that's what this is all.
Rock.
That's what this shit is all about.
Rock.
Follow the money. It's all about making the money. Mary, you sent me this tweet the other day by Ben Collins, which I thought was really interesting. He says, it's hard to express just how radicalized far-right spaces have become in the last month, in part because this new brand of radicalization is so specific. These spaces have become openly, aggressively mask-off anti-gay. They've also become extremely anti-sports. It's weird. That's right. You may not have seen this. But in the MAGAverse, they have started aggressively attacking anyone who watches sports.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, no. They call it sports ball. The things that they gripe about the most are trans people, gay people, and people who like sports.
I thought that that was like a conservative thing.
No.
Loving sport. Well, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean just a but, you know, like, a lot of conservatives, they're just really, really big on their sports ball teams. So now they're fighting against it.
You gotta flip it. Now it's you're in love with a man.
Right.
In tight pants.
Huh.
They slap each other on the butt.
Wait, I don't understand why are they anti-sports?
Yeah, because it's really like you're letting your whole life be controlled by you're hero worshiping another man. That's gay. A real man would never hero worship another man.
I would dare to bet that it's a lot of these incel video game playing dudes who never see the sun.
You're Chad.
But right. But yeah, it's very weird. And so it's a changing culture. Who knows? Maybe it's just, you know, anything that takes time away from the cult is bad.
I disagree.
And so
there was some homophobia.
Shut up,
there,
Joseph. Joseph, always on brand. Anyway, yeah. That's the things they don't like. They say you're queer and you play football.
Look at you with your tight pants.
I mean, the tight end is wide open. You got to give it to him. Bust one up the middle. Bust it up inside. Wide
all
open.
Right, God. All right, okay.
It's okay.
These were good.
It's okay to be gay. It's okay. So we're getting towards the end of our time here. And so I want to discuss some of the big things going down on planet Earth. It was discovered this weekend. Jesus, you must have been had your head in the sand this weekend because you didn't even know about this, right?
Yeah, I was playing my robot dinosaur game and tanning at the pool.
You were too busy.
That sounds nice.
Jesus was too busy killing NPC dinosaurs.
Yeah, to pay attention to the real world. What happened?
Genocide, war crimes have been uncovered done by the Russian army in Ukraine, basically. So they've retreated from the capital, which is good news. Mm-hmm. But on the downside, they slaughtered the civilians they left behind. They slaughtered animals in the pound.
Too far.
Like,
too
they,
far.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, now people are really going to give a fuck. You know, Americans don't fuck with animals.
Yeah.
They really don't.
They left mines on the dead bodies of the people they left behind. There really is no nuance here. Okay. There's times where you all have to agree that this shit cannot stand. It's really fucking bad. I want to read this tweet on it because there's a whole thread I want to read because I don't have the words, but some people do. This user at Stone Kettle on Twitter says, as we wake to pictures and reports of horrifying war crimes committed by Vladimir Putin's forces in Ukraine, innocents, hands tied behind their backs, lined up and executed, children, women, men, thrown into ditches or left in the streets, I would remind you of this. And it's a quote from Tucker Carlson. Why do I care what is going on in the conflict between Ukraine and Russia? I'm serious. Why shouldn't I root for Russia? Which, by the way, I am.
Oh,
the
boy.
Fuck?
Hey, can I just say that I know this is selfish. I really don't want Tucker Carlson to die because he's going to end up being my roommate And I can't handle that.
No, I will make sure, Joseph, that he's not your roommate. Okay, please, God. There's a whole other special place in hell.
Yeah, him and Putin. I just I can't have them down here with me.
And then here's the next quote from Donald J. Trump. This is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine of Ukraine. Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. And then just last week, Trump said, I'd say that's pretty smart. Putin's taking over a country, really a vast, vast location, a great piece of land with a lot of people, and just walking right in. I'd say that's pretty smart, he said. These people have not walked back these comments. Their tweets, like Tucker Carlson's tweets to this effect, are still up. And you, as he goes on, you have only to look to Fox News and One American News right now to see those who speak for Republican ideology threatening similar revenge on Americans for imagined slights. See the comments of Ron DeSantis, Florida Republicans, Laura Ingraham, and such. That's how it starts. That's rhetoric. Revenge. Getting even. Using the power of government and the military to crush your opponents. That's where it starts. And it ends with the bodies of innocents shot in the head and dumped in a ditch. You remember when Trump, as president, threatened to send the army into Chicago and Republicans cheered that idea? When he paraded tanks through the Capitol and Republicans cheered. It's all part of the same mindset, one that ends in genocide every time. And I just wanted to read that. There it is. That's the end. Because I agree that it's happening. It's happening. You know, people while they're busy being worried about stupid bullshit, you know, and it's fun. It's fun to talk about stupid bullshit. You got to also set aside some time to talk about these things that are very evil and uncomfortable. And damn it, what is God if God does not stand against evil, right?
Yeah, I mean, hell seems really good right now compared to that bullshit. That's for sure.
No, yeah. No, there's a whole other super hell shit. Also last week, Trump asked Putin for a favor again on TV. And what else happened today? Elon Musk now owns 9.2% of Twitter. And everybody's like, he's going to try and bring Trump back.
No, oh, God. This is specifically probably a money play. Remember, mm-hmm. the stock of his companies and the things he owns ownership in are almost directly correlated to him tweeting. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it makes sense for him to.
Oh, good point. Good point, Mary. Good point.
Yeah, I agree with Mary Maggs. Yeah, I don't think he's going to try to bring Trump back. I mean, I think he's just going to continue.
I'm just reading the comments of what the people are thinking. But that's actually, you know, which you don't get the most like insightful
it's
commentary
the
from.
Money,
so thank you for providing that perspective, because that makes. Yeah.
He was also talking about launching his own social media network. Mm-hmm. And apparently instead of doing that. No. Yeah. But he was talking like Twitter is the world stage. It's not. It's not even one of the biggest social media networks. So I don't really get his obsession.
It's like the saddest, smallest one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it has a lot of influence.
Yes. Yes.
It has the most impact.
You're forgetting about Space Force from earlier in the episode. Space Force is what's going to get Trump back into the presidency, not Twitter.
True.
Well, shit is crazy. It's a lot to cover. It's a lot to take in. It's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming. What's that? Well, we're going to bless the things that we liked from this episode. We're going to smite the things we hated. And we're going to Second Coming things we want more of. And we want to bring back. So, Jesus, why don't you show us how it's done?
Sure. I want to bless our tips on how to keep your plumbing systems in good order. I hope everybody took those tips very seriously, and they're all very real. So please don't flush anything you shouldn't down the toilet. Second Coming, first of all, me, I'm coming back soon. Easter's almost here. Stay tuned, y'all.
Yes, bitch.
And I want a Second Coming Bailey's Bagel Instagram account.
Yeah.
No smite from me today. It's Easter season. I'm in a good mood.
Wow. You sure you don't want to rethink that one? It's fine. It's fine.
No, because you guys will do it.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to take all the good ones. I would like to bless Bailey Moon for joining us today and being so brave on her very first podcast appearance.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You were a natural.
Atta girl, Bailey.
You did great. You did great. I would like to bless Joseph Smith for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.
And I hope that we got through to you on some of these things.
Damn it.
I'm working on it.
Still not letting you out of
hell. His penance is him having to be on a podcast. It's so funny.
It's not his penance. His penance is being in hell. This is like a special treat.
This is a work release program.
Yeah, I mean,
yes. Why, during the time that he's on the show, the flames are like licking him just a little bit less.
Mary, I have to wait at least seven minutes for the dial-up internet to work down here just to get on. And
does it go?
It does. It does. But it's amplified by like 100 times what you're used to from when you were a kid.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like CIA sound torture, but with the AOL. I like
it's
that.
Rough.
That's innovative. Mm-hmm. Tell Satan I said I like it. It's innovative.
Okay, I would like to smite GOP Representative McClain, who claimed that Trump caught Bin Laden, and then no one corrected her. They all just like went all.
Oh yeah,
I would like to smite the rewriting of history to be blatant fucking lies in general. Second coming. Let's get Bailey back on the podcast sometime. What do you think, Bailey?
I'd love to be back. This has been a really fun experience.
Yeah.
Like
we want to see what you do with this in the future. I guess, you know, you don't have to do anything, and that would be fine too.
I mean, who knows? I might be arrested for Jeremy Strong stalking in a couple of weeks.
You might be like the subject of a major like Netflix Anna Delvey style thing in the future. In which case, we're here on the ground floor.
But no, I'd love to be back. Would love the second coming.
I would like to bless Bailey. Thank you for coming. This was super dope.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's very refreshing to meet a woman who wears her, you know, interests on her sleeve the way you do with your love for Jeremy Strong. And that's something we should all aspire to, honestly. I honor it. I would like to smite... Sorry, but anybody who is flushing wet wipes down the toilet, I again want you all to Google the word fatberg. It is a portmanteau of fat and iceberg.
Berg.
Yes. At your own discretion, again, I tell you, you cannot unknow this.
It says fatburger.
No, fatberg. It's an iceberg made of fat and grease and wet wipes and diapers and all of the things that people have been
flushing. That's a lot. Yes. That's a lot different than fat burger.
Much, much different. But fat burger does contribute to the fat bergs. You see, it's a vicious cycle.
Ew, yeah.
And it turns into concrete. There was a scientist who's thinking about using it as building materials when we run out of sand.
So this is what happened when Bailey flushed her tampon. Is she made a fatberg?
Yes. Okay.
Never again.
I made a fatberg.
I helped make the fatberg. So maybe I'll help make a building one day.
Yes, you might.
Think about that.
You're an architect.
Yeah, I'm Art Vandelay.
They're actually as strong as concrete, and that fact is so funny to me. Anyways,
it's disgusting, but love it.
Absolutely, but there's like different compositions depending on where you live. It's almost interesting, almost. So I'll let that go. But please, yes, don't flush the things. Trash can with a lid on it. God bless you. I smited. Second coming. I would love Bailey back on the show. I would also like to talk about things that make people gay now, like sports, because I have a running list. Yeah. Boba, like boba tea, like bubble
Boba
tea.
Fett.
Totally. Yeah. That makes you gay. I've talked about this before. Yeah.
Why would you want balls in your mouth?
Yeah. Why would you want balls in your mouth? Why would you like the worst Star Wars?
Because it's good. There's literally nothing that doesn't make you gay.
Nothing. Even breathing air, as I've told y'all before, that air was in another man's body. It could have been a fart.
More specifically, it was in his butt.
Yeah, could have been a fart.
Like when you could smell another fart. Man's fart, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So we can come up with a very long list of new things that make you gay. But
Oh, Bailey, what is your favorite Seinfeld episode? Before I forget, I forgot to ask.
Oh, the one where they all jerk off. The contest.
The contest. Yeah. Good answer. Good answer.
I mean, that's like a classic. That's like the go-to answer, you know, the one where they all beat off. But I also really like the one where George fucks the cleaning lady. That one's really funny because he like fucks her on the desk and there's like video footage of it or something. And his boss is like, oh, so it came to my attention that you were having sex with the cleaning lady. And he was just, and George was just like, what? So like, I'm not allowed to do that. Like, did anyone tell me that was bad?
Yeah, there's so many good ones. How can you? I like the one where George does the opposite.
Oh, that one's good. Yeah.
And then everything works out.
Yeah, yeah. I also like the one where he stops having sex and becomes like super smart.
Oh, that's another one like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's genius.
All right, Joseph Smith, what do you got for us?
I've been thinking about this the whole time. It's tough. So Bless, definitely Bailey. Specifically loved that she told us she goes in and out of being a vegan or a vegetarian.
Oh yeah,
she cheats on it.
That was good.
No, I'm still a vegetarian. It just
you're a part-time vegetarian, which is fun. I do think that your obsession with Kendall is the most adorable, creepy thing ever, and I think that you should continue that. I don't think you should take the advice and say that it's a bit. You should. I think you should own it.
It's literally not a bit. I do own it. That's the thing. It's like people ask me like, oh, is this a bit? I'm like, no, I'm so serious.
To be clear, I said if the authorities ask.
Okay. Well, if the authorities ask,
if it gets to that point, like it's a bit that went too far. It's like Mormonism.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts. So Smite, you know, I know this goes against my brand, but definitely the thing that sticks out is Tucker Carlson. I just... Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of things that we align on, but I can't stand that man and his bow tie and his stupid smug face. I can't. So he's my Smite, as well as Vladimir Putin and the terrible things that he's doing. Second coming, polygamy, I would say. You know, I think that I was off to a good start with that. And I don't know, you know, it's fizzled out a little bit. Maybe the new show, if I can give another plug to the show that I'm going to be in, Under the Banner of Heaven, the FX, mm-hmm. FX series that comes out in a month, maybe that'll help the polygamy.
Do you have a stake? If you have a stake in this show, you have to tell me.
No. I mean, I'm in it. I'm in an episode.
You have to tell me.
I'm in an episode. You know, I'm hoping that will.
I know the way you're promoting it now, I feel like you're getting royalties.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of royalties down here there, bud. But,
I would put anything past you, Joseph Smith. Like, I'm watching you.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with polygamy as the second coming. That's what I got, guys.
That was good.
I guess for my Bless, it would be for, my girl, Mary Mags.
Thank you.
For, letting everyone know that you can't flush tampons and wipes, because that's important. And I saw the picture and I hate that. Smite. I would also smite Tucker Fuckelson. he sucks. And I guess the second coming is, fuck, I guess me tonight to a picture of Jeremy Strong.
That was perfect, Bailey. No notes.
Oh. No notes. Nailed it.
Oh, I love that so much.
Thanks so much for joining us, Bailey. Thanks, everyone. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt not commit genocide. Thou shalt not root for the people who do commit genocide. Thou shalt not watch the show of the people who root for genocide. For fuck's sake, I should not have to say these things. You should just know. The Lord has spoken.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.